Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Yes, 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 yes. Happy Labor Day, everybody. It is September 5th, 2011, and it is Motown Maurice, back on the line for the Hustle and Shuffle. I am so excited. I got a very, very talented guest that is waiting on the other line. It has been over a month since I've been on my Hustle and Shuffle, but I am back. So don't worry, because this is going to be a very fantastic and exciting show. This guest that I have on the line, I actually met April 17th at this networking mixer about filmmakers indirectly, but we've been communicating ever since. And she is a quadruple threat, I tell you. She's a host, model, dad's an actor. And not only is she talented, she has such a compassionate heart. We might as well throw philanthropist up in there with her titles, because she's doing such great things for people, not only in the United States, but across in other countries. And she's on the line, and she's going to tell you all about that herself. Please put your hands together for the one, the only, the sexy Miss Deanna Chambers. Deanna,
hi,
are you
everyone
on the line?
I'm here. How are you?
I am so good. I am excited. It is Labor Day, and I am on the line with you. You know how that makes me feel?
It makes me feel really good.
it makes me feel really good because, you know, I'm hoping that my viewers are looking at the pictures of you on the site right here, because you are just not only talented, but you're sexy. Goodness gracious, you got this smile, and there's one thing about you that is just so kind of like esoteric. It's like you're sexy, but at the same time, you got this badass about you. Anybody ever told you that?
Actually, no, I've never heard that before.
You've never heard that? I mean, I'm looking at your pictures, I'm like, she's sexy, but she's a bad mama jamma at the same time. Good Lord.
Thank you so much.
Oh, man. I hope the men, they're treating you right in the industry. Are they treating you okay?
It could be better. It could be better.
I just want to let you know, all right, I'm here and I can take care of you, all right? Just give me a holler. It don't got to be just for the show, for the interview, but I'm here, all right? So we can talk
after. Thank you.
No problem, no problem. Now listen, I'm looking at your profile. There's so many different things to talk about. As in the introduction, I let them know that you are model, actor, host. But I don't even want to talk about that quite yet. I want to just talk about your compassionate heart, because, you know, if I was a young girl, I would want to look up to you, because you're doing so many great things. I mean, I don't even have to be a young girl to look up to you, but there's just something about you that reaches out to so many people. You know, what is it? What is it that I see that you can explain?
Well, I would say it's the larger vision. I feel like you come to L.A. to pursue your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, and you're driven, you're motivated. But what has to keep you here on all levels, spiritually, mentally, physically, is that bigger vision. And for me, it is my humanitarian work in Africa. It is building schools in Kenya. It's building clinics in Ghana, Cameroon, Nigeria, Lagos. It's South Africa. It's that larger vision of helping millions of people.
Wait, that is what keeps me going. See, this is what's like is confusing me right now. You're not in any theatrical films just yet. You're not like a multimillionaire yet, are you?
No, I'm definitely not.
But don't you have to wait until you're like you've made it big before you start thinking about Africa and other places like that?
I used to think so, but I had an epiphany not too long ago, and I realized that you don't have to have all of that to help people or to want to help people. I should say, to want to help people, you do not have to be a millionaire. You do not have to be Oprah. And I think if you can realize that, you actually speak larger volumes because of that, because you even have the audacity and the courage to even go out and say that I can do it. And that is what is going to light fire under people's, butts.
What? You see why I said she a badass? This girl, she's got the vision, she's got the passion, and she loves the people. You know what? And not only that, the lines are blowing up right now. I have no clue who's on the line. There's two phone numbers right here, but they want to talk to you. It's obviously not me, but they want to talk to you. So is it okay if I bring in somebody on the line to see what's going on?
Of course.
Let's see it. Okay, we got an 818 number on the line. Who is speaking, please?
Hi, it's Walter.
Walter, how are you doing, Walter? Are you calling to speak to the lovely and sexy Miss Diana Chambers?
I absolutely am.
Okay. Do you know her, Diana?
Oh, Walter? Yeah, of course I know Walter. Hi, Walter.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Good. I've been listening along for a few minutes now.
Oh. And
I figured I'd call and say congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So how do y'all know each other? I need some more explanation because we got thousands of viewers that are on the line. Does she inspire you the way she inspires me, Walter?
She sure is an inspiration. That is for sure. She's so pleasant to talk to, and she always has some wonderful information to share. We met, where did we meet? Did we meet at the Rolling Stone?
We met at the Rolling Stone for Lake Cunningham's event. Who's a promoter here in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Walter's a fierce designer, by the way. Let's promote him, give him a little shout-out. He's a fierce designer. And I haven't tried his clothes on yet. I need to, walk the runway for him, but hopefully we'll do that soon.
Yeah, I'm taking my time because I want it to be perfect. Let's shed the light on you since it's your show, The Dream Show. Can you tell me more about that?
The Dream Show. Yes, we're currently shooting the pilot for that. I leave for Orlando, which is where we will be shooting in the studios, the 27th. That is actually an interview-based show, so we will interview directors, actors, producers, athletes. And our first guest is Robert Richard, who was in Coach Carter, Cousins Theater, House of Wax. And we're walking in our second guest right now, so that'll be, I'll tell you guys that later who our second guest will be, but we might be getting some great people like Pitbull might be coming and joining us. So we are very lucky and fortunate to have a great circle of wonderful guests coming up. So
sounds great. Excellent. So are these coaches shot in Orlando?
The studios for Afrotainment, which is the network, it's an African and European network. Their studios are in Orlando, so that's where we will be shooting the studio portion. But there's also two other portions of it, which you will have to watch and see, but they're not actually shot in the studio. But it involves kind of following our guests around their daily lives, but that's all I'm going to say.
Good. And how's the So Swag magazine?
Yes, that is a urban magazine that I actually blog for every week or every other week. I do spoken word on there. I talk about daily struggles of being an artist. I talk about my humanitarian efforts on there. Anything that I'm working on in industry, I'm very open and very vulnerable about, and I have an opportunity to share that with many, many people. So it's a great opportunity.
Cool. Well, that's excellent because I have a few.
She's just got it going on, and I appreciate it, Walter, but we got someone else on the line. You got to save some questions for someone else. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She is on a schedule, and I definitely got to maximize my time with her, too. So I greatly appreciate you, Walter.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
See, have a great day.
You too.
Look at that. He's just trying to take over the interview. But it's all right. I got to fight for some time with you. So I'm going to go ahead and put in the next person on the line. We got somebody calling from 626 area code. Who is on the line? Please explain.
Hey, it's Mishu.
Hi, Mishu.
I'm calling from... How are you, Diana? Look like you are fun. Everything's okay.
Everything's
I'm happy to be
great.
Online. During the time, I was listening to what you were saying, and then I want to know how your hair looking like. Because, you know, I always do the fun video.
How's my hair looking?
Yeah. That was the only thing I was like, what's up with the hair?
My hair. Oh, okay, well, I have a lot of hair, so I try to keep more of a straight look, but I have a great hair for styling, so you can see in some of my photos, I can tease it really big, and I try to do the wavy look. I don't really wear it natural, but I definitely feel it straight and crazy, depending on what I'm doing. But for hosting, as you know, Mishu, I try to keep it straight and more elegant looking, like Michelle Obama.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, I know she's on the radio, but I have always the problem with Diana with the hair. So, you know.
Now, Mishu, who are you exactly? You just jump on the line going straight to her hair. I mean, are you not the stalker that she's been trying to avoid lately? Are you? Are you a good friend? Who are you? How you met Diana?
Oh, my God. She's a good friend. You know, I met her not a long time ago, but I think we met the first time. It was... at the rehearsal with S. Wesley for the Dream Show, and then she walking in the room with like I'm gonna say like no style with a hat, kind of PJs, like pink like something like she was looking like you know like she walking from the bed, and then actually when she walked there, I was just sitting down there because I was just supposed to see how they worked. And then she has like a goofy part where I was like, she's kind of like goofy but funny. And then at one point, she was supposed to go back, and then she said, I have to go to Santa Monica Boulevard, something like that. And they said, oh, you're going to drive? No, I'm going to walk. And then... Everyone, are you going to walk from Hollywood to there? Yeah, you know, I'm just going to walk. It's not, I'm going to see a lot of people, not in school. And I was like, wow, she's, like, interesting because she's funny. She's, I think I'm going to say, like, I think I told her, like, she wasn't looking like somebody who looked like a bitch. You know? You know, and then that's why I was, like, interesting. You know, I was really interesting. That was really interesting because she, instead of showing her beautiful legs, she showed more personality. That was great, you know.
And then she's
more mostly like my young sister, someone you want to protect. You know,
yeah.
And then
Mishu is like my older brother slash manager slash inspirational friend.
Exactly. That's why when I called, my question was, "What's up with the hair?" Because I always got
She went from being your little sister to your Christian wife. Oh, that's a transition there.
No, she's more like definitely she's mostly like my younger sister, and you want to make sure she's not gonna go crazy. You want to make sure like she's okay, even if I know she's a little bit crazy. And then you know, young sister would start talking, be upset by everything. You let them talk,
uh-huh.
And then you wait for the good moment, and you say like, oh, okay, you know I love you, and then be safe. And you know what? Be safe.
She loves to talk, which makes her an excellent host. Mishu, we got to go in a second, but before you go, I want you to tell me, what do you see for the future of Miss Diana? What do you see in her future and her success and her aspirations and her dreams? Do you see it coming to life?
Hey, definitely. And you know why? Because she has a big heart. And then for someone who's just starting right now, I think about bigger pictures on the world, because I was always impressed by a spirit of mine, because she's like a computer. When she start to think about subject, like, for example, Africa, she have a clear plan. Of course, I heard like she needs a million to do it, to doing it, but I just like her heart, because I still believe, like, if you're an artist, you want to break through to Hollywood, whatever, you need to have a big heart, because in the future, people's going to look at you. They're going to look at you, and they need to see somebody's human, not a machine. So I see a bright future. She's fighting for that. She's really fighting on everyday life for that. And that's the part what I love, though. That's why I'm really be honored to be next to her to try to help her on everything. She has a bright future. She has to keep fighting and make sure she's keep her head like straight. So I'm not worried about that. The only thing I'm worried is about the hair. that's the only thing. Okay. For the rest, I'm not worried about that. She's ambitious. She's beautiful. She has a big heart. Big heart. So, just to protect the heart.
We thank you for calling in and maybe adding to you being her manager and big brother. You can be like her salon council committee. You can be head of that to make sure her hair is always right.
Definitely. So I'm keeping line. I'm going to hear what everything she say, because I'm just worried about the hair. Diana, can you send me a picture? Or now text me a picture so I make sure like your head is looking good.
Yes, me too.
We will make sure we send you a picture. Hey, thank you very much
thank
for calling
you.
In.
Thank you. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Looky there. You got people calling in. How does it feel to have people just calling in, or just people supporting you like that in general?
Support is a wonderful thing. I feel it's very difficult to find in LA. It's just a different culture here, and I struggle with that. But to even have 2-3 people that I can call at any time, you know, for support to me is just, it's a blessing.
Yes. You know, speaking of LA, I mean, everybody has a different experience, different trials, different tribulations. But you as a woman, I know you have more unique experience than experiences than I. I mean, what are some of the ones that you fought and you're facing, or some of that may be pressing against you right now?
Being respected for my mind over my body and my sex appeal has been an ongoing challenge for me, to the point where I've walked out of multi-million dollar homes, condos, you know, because I, you know, didn't want to do whatever that was for that person. So that has been difficult. And luckily now I have more discernment and I'm more perceptive and I'm more aware. So I'm able to walk out of the situations and actually smell them before they even kind of come into my life. But that's been difficult because I'm, like Nishu said, I have a big heart and I believe in the good in everyone. And sometimes that can bite you in the butt. And I'm learning how to be a little bit more guarded in certain situations. Definitely.
So this is, so some of these things that you just kind of ran over the surface with, is it common for most women to experience what you experience in your beginning stages?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not even just beginning. I think it's throughout the whole entire journey. I mean, you can talk to many people about this. It's something that's always going on. I think as you become more established, it might even be a little bit harder to kind of navigate through, only because you do have so much, you have more power, you have more money, and people will want to maybe manipulate you and have a strategy as to how to bring you down. So it might even be harder to kind of see. But it's definitely something that happens in the beginning and throughout the way, for sure.
If it's okay with you, can you expound upon these manipulations that have come across you? I want to know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, something's coming to mind, but can you paint a picture?
With men or with people in general?
Well, men, people in general, the reasons you've walked out of million-dollar mansions and things like that.
Well, I... people see, they see what they like in you. So there's obviously something in you that they like, whether it's your talent, whether it's your body, whatever it is. It can be multiple things. And I feel that they may try to use certain things that you want for your career, in my case, for example, that can kind of lure you in. And you find yourself having that aha moment when it might be a little bit too far into the process. So that's more so what I'm talking about. There's not really a specific time that I can think of right now or that I'm comfortable sharing, but that's kind of what happens with me, I find. And as I said, I'm getting better at it, and I really am just about collaborating with people that are doing great projects at this point. And men are going to be men, you know, I hate to say that, but, you know, and I'm also attracted to certain people as well, but at the end of the day, for me right now, my focus is my career and really just collaborating with people with like minds, and all the other stuff is kind of irrelevant for me at this point.
Yes. So tell me, what's this about you taking pictures for an agency in China? You leaving us? You going to China? You're not leaving LA. You're not leaving me. You can't leave me. We work together. Let's stick together. We should be an item.
I know. I mean, I'm hoping so. I actually, right after this call, I have an appointment with my manager, their modeling and management company, and we're taking some videos for an agency in China that's looking at me and is interested. So we'll see what happens. I have to get stripped down to my bikini and you know, show them everything that I have to offer. So we'll see what happens.
You think you can make some phone calls and see if I can be there? You know, make sure that
you can be there in theory. You can be there in theory.
I want to be there physically. Work some things out for me, a bikini, and I'm sitting here behind a computer. That ain't right. That just keeps on developing and building up, you know, as things go along. And then I hear you're going to New York in 2 weeks. And every time I hear something new on your agenda, I'm not a part of it. I don't know what's up with that, but we got to work on that. All right?
Yes,
we got to get a plane ticket for me. All right, so what's going on in New York? Why are you leaving me in 2 weeks?
Well, in collaboration with The Dream Show, which is the pilot I'm working on, I spoke about that a little bit earlier in the interview with Walter, with Afrotainment, they're having their first annual 2011 Musique Awards in New York, and I'll be covering some red carpet interviews on behalf of The Dream Show and also just attending events, networking, and showing my face over there. So it's a very wonderful opportunity. It's a brand new event, so there's going to be a lot of wonderful, exciting things happening. So I'll be there on the 23rd, I believe. And then, I fly to Orlando like 4 days after that for the interview with Robert Richard and our other guests who are locking in right now.
Wow. This is going to be a very lonely time for me because you're just going to be so far away. Listen, I got a question for you, and you have to pick one. You can't pick both, all right? So you have to choose right now a very prosperous career in either hosting or acting. Which one is it going to be?
Acting. Yes.
Acting, and why acting? Why not hosting? Come on now, talk to me. I mean, you could be the next host.
I love hosting, and it's not that if someone gave me a contract for VH1 or MTV that I wouldn't say yes. But the bigger picture is acting. Hosting is a wonderful thing, and I'm getting better and better as the days go on. But I can act until I'm old and wrinkly, and it's a longer career. There's always something new. It's something that requires you to dig deep every single time in your soul, in your spirit, in your mind, in your body. And that is an experience I don't think will ever get old. So that is something that in the longer vision that I would pick for sure.
Yes. You know what? I can see you in like Matrix Refurbished or something, the next edition.
Yes, I would love to play the badass role.
You tried to deny the badass part of your personality. That's all you.
I did deny. You're right, because I think people don't see me that way. But deep down inside, I have that little dream to be, you know, to be that Matrix character. And I know that I can do it, you know. I think it would be an amazing opportunity for me to play something that people wouldn't expect me to play. So I would love, and even like Underworld as well, which is an amazing movie with Kate Beckinsale. She's bad, okay, and she does that. She plays that role well. So I know it's possible. Carrie Ann Moss, you know, in the Matrix, it's definitely possible, and they need a chocolate caramel woman to come in there and just take care of business.
You know what? I want to help you. Is it okay that I reach out a little farther and help you out with your career? Because I know you're going to be successful with or without me, but I think I know what it takes to get that badass part for you. Can I help you with that?
Sure. What is it?
What we're going to do, we're going to shoot a little demo. Right, we're going to get you in some body tight black leather attire, right? I mean, like skin tight, right?
And oh, then just, my goodness.
And then we're going to roll the camera, and then you can beat the hell out of me. You can do whatever the hell you want out of me, and I'll beat the hell. I mean, you could just whip me to hell.
That would be an amazing thing to do, and it'd be probably very funny to see, but I would like to do it for real. And on a serious note, though, I'm not sure my dad would be too happy about that.
Your who would be too happy?
My dad.
Why would your dad be happy? This is for your career. We're going to film this. We're going to send this out to the agencies. We're going to book you in Matrix Refurbished, the next edition. Boom. you not feeling it?
No, sorry, but nice try.
I guess you're trying to keep it all in the family. I'm not family. You told me yourself that you want to do this big film with everybody in your family collaborating and your father shooting weapons and you dodging bullets, and I guess I'm not part of that picture?
Not yet, not for the first film. Maybe the second one you can be an extra, you know.
You ain't right. You see, you're holding back. You're holding back, but it's okay. I'm just happy to know that you're doing great, you're moving forward. You know, we don't have much time left on the show. We got just about 2 minutes or so. So I want to use this opportunity so you can let everyone know where they can find you, your websites, because you know you got a whole bunch of them. They're on Twitter, they're on Facebook, they're in the cyber world. So go ahead and start shouting out your sites.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You can find me, of course, on my website, which is www.dionachambers.com. That's D-I-O-N-N-A Chambers, C-H-A-M-B-E-R-S. I'm on Facebook. I have a fan page. That's www.facebook.com/Miss Dionna Chambers fan page. I'm on Twitter, twitter.com/Dionna Chambers. You can find me on my blog, which is through So Swag Magazine at www.soswagmag.com. I believe that sums up my long list of.
So if a fan contacts you, are you going to avoid them or are you going to respond to them?
I respond to everyone that contacts me, unless it's an obvious red flag, the person could be a stalker. Then other than that, I will definitely be responding to my fans, of course.
Oh, man. So as we dwindle down, everybody seems to take the time to talk about how pure your heart is and how wonderful it is and how giving. Let your heart speak right now, whatever it wants to say.
Well, I'm so appreciative to be alive, not to bring the mood down, but I just lost a family friend of 10 years this past week.
I'm sorry about your loss. Are you okay?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, are you done?
Oh, no, I was just going to say that my family friend's death, his name was Tom Amboya. He passed away last week, and since then I would just like to say that, you know, life is short, and I know you hear that all the time, but whatever it takes for you individually to accomplish your dreams and goals, devote yourself to that every single day. When you're grinding, when you're achieving your dreams, there's no day off. And if you love what you're doing, then you'll love doing it. And take some time for yourself, if it's a couple hours, but to spend every day working on that one dream or that one goal, and I guarantee it will happen. You will get your opportunity, and hopefully I'm an example of that.
Thank you very much, Ms. Deanna, and until next time. All right.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for being on the Motown Maurice Hustle and Shuffle. Until next time, be blessed.
All right. Bye.
Bye. And ladies and gentlemen, that was our guest. Make sure you check out her websites and all of the great things that she's doing, not only for herself, but for humanity. And, of course, you can check me out at MotownMaurice.com. You can follow me on my quest, the quest of a late night talk show host. Check me out, follow my blog, see what I'm doing, because it's history in the making. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this is Motown Maurice. I appreciate you with love. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings.